Dwayne, thanks for joining us this week. We have some news of two fatal shootings in and around Alamogordo. What do you know?
In the homicide that happened around 12:30 in the 900 block of Mescalero in Alamogordo, they did make an arrest of Jonathan C. Smith, Jr. He's 27 years old. He's charged with first-degree murder, felon in possession of a firearm, that's a fourth-degree felony, and then a petty misdemeanor, concealing ID. Police were called to the 900 block of Mescalero after a report of a man shot, and through their investigation, they learned one man was shot in the chest, then transported to Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center. What they are releasing is that there was some kind of disturbance inside the home. It escalated to more serious, with one of the people being shot in the chest there and dying. At this point, they're not releasing the identity of the victim. The investigator, Alamogordo Police Department Lieutenant David Cunahiro, said he wanted to give the family a chance to grieve before they were going to release the victim's name.
We'll keep updated on that. We had another shooting in the Tularosa area. What happened there?
New Mexico State Police are continuing their investigation of 37-year-old Ernest Sita of Tularosa, who was found inside a building at 307 St. Francis Drive around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. They got the report from an individual who was walking by the building and noticed the lights were on. The person went inside because it was unusual for the lights to still be on at that time, and found Sita inside the building with a gunshot wound. He called police. They came, and Sita was deceased inside the building, and they began their investigation. They called in the New Mexico State Police Investigations Bureau after Tularosa Police Department and Otero County Sheriff's Office deputies had responded there. And they learned through investigation that Sita was seen earlier in the day on Saturday with two individuals, and they haven't been identified, or two unknown men earlier in the day.
We'll be listening for any updates, and thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Sure. All right. Thanks.